Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Are live here on LA Talk Radio on Thursday, because that's when you can talk to us. 323-203-0815 is how you take the dive into the hot seat to get to talk to Dr. Allen. And I will advise you, you need to get those fingers moving and dialing, because we are only with Dr. Pat tonight until about 5:15. So start dialing so you can get in the queue. And remember, when you call in, our Sam gets you your number and captures it. You can expect to have a call back, and you will be main in the right place in the queue. So make sure you answer and we don't get your voicemail. So, Dr. Pat Allen, you are live on the air.
Thank God. Thank God.
Amen. Amen. How Good. Are you tonight?
I'm fine. I'm fine. I hear a little grub. I'm getting a drink of water to soothe my throat.
All right. Well, we've got a caller live with us right now. Hey, caller, okay. Do you have a question?
Hi, Dr. Pat. How are you?
Hi. So how did it go this week?
Well, a couple things happened. So, first with the woman I've been dating a while, we made plans to talk over the weekend, and I called her, and she didn't call me back, and I still haven't heard back from her. So my mind wants to think is, I know she's busy, but I'm like, my goodness, we made plans to talk on the weekend, and I could have gone your route and made a specific, you know, date and time, but I didn't say this weekend, and I haven't heard back, so I don't think I'm going to make any more efforts towards her.
Okay.
Or pretty limited, but I did meet somebody new on that fun singles thing I told you about, and
yes.
Certainly from talking, it's been very fun. We've had so I've seen her visually on the computer, and we talked on the phone, and that was very very fun. And she doesn't live right here, so you know, she lives I'm in Los Angeles and she's down in San Diego. So that's, you know, like 100 or so miles, but she's planning to come up Sunday, and she's getting a hotel room and staying the night, and we'll get the chance to get to know each other.
Yes.
So that's pretty, you know, I'm pretty excited about getting to know her. There was something I was going to ask you in reference to that, but I was almost more concerned with the other woman. Do you think that's a lack of respect for, you know, even with the busy life, not reaching out to me in that much time?
The woman that
I've been dating before.
Yeah. Do I think you've given her enough time or enough information? Absolutely.
Yes. And so do you think her not calling me back is a lack of respect?
I want even you if to she understand. Is. Men cannot fall in love with a woman that disrespects them unless they're masochistic. And that's a mental illness.
But I also want to be mindful that I'm not seeing disrespect where it doesn't exist. And she is, even her text messages are all super nice. She's always nice when we're together. And I know she's busy, but I don't want to assume that it's something that it's not.
I appreciate that. But you've tried to get her into a conversation and she didn't allow it. Are you wishing to give her another strike? I want to know what that noise is.
Oh, I was stirring some hot chocolate. I didn't realize it was that loud.
It's very loud.
Oh, okay, yes. I can certainly stop too. So, thank you for telling me. Again, there's so many qualities that I like about her, but this woman that I just met is showing up with a lot of availability. In fact, she's not only willing to, well, sure, I want to have somebody that I could actually see. And she said that she is taking off work for the whole month of November and that she certainly has a lot of availability. So that certainly sounds good. And our communication to this level has been all right. And the chemistry to this point that I can gauge, you know, based on looking at her and, you know, because I've seen her on video through the computer and a couple
of pictures. Have you touched her in any way?
Well, no, I haven't been in that'll happen Sunday.
Oh, okay. So you have not been near her body.
No. I only talked to her for the first time on the computer last Friday. So I've barely known her a week. So, and since she lives down in San Diego, her opportunity to come up here is Sunday, Monday. So we'll spend time together then. And then I'll have the answers to, you know, the smell question and finding out all the other ways of communication and how that links up. But with the verbal and the texting stuff and the eyeball over the computer, so far, so good.
How long did you court the other woman, please?
Oh, my goodness. That lady, gosh, I'd have to go back and look. It is definitely over 6 months, less than a year, somewhere in that department.
So
and
you
I haven't
gave
seen her,
her
almost 2 months.
You gave her enough time for me to tell you that you did the perfect period, you did the imperfect period, which is about 6 months. So as far as I'm concerned, you courted her appropriate for your nature.
And also, according to the Pat Allen world, if anything, where I'm attempting to get her into the negotiation period, but
yes,
for whatever reason, she doesn't sound like she's there. Because from what I remember, the Pat Allen world says the negotiation period is like in the
six to nine months.
It's that third period. Yeah.
Yeah, it's the third season. I maintain to really know somebody, you've got to know them through four seasons. Because people's personalities can be strictly changed based on the season. A summer person may never, ever be good for a winter. So I say that you gave her all the attention you could, and then nature in its course gave you a new man, only it wasn't a man. It was a woman. And the reason I say wasn't a man is that today a lot of women are women in bodies, but as nature has set it up, they have masculine souls, the anima. So you did fine by me.
Yeah, well, thank you. I think both of them in some way, both of them present as pretty feminine in a lot of ways, and sometimes I can get carried away by that because, like, oh my goodness, I finally found a woman who's doesn't have a big masculine streak going. But as it turns out, that's not the only factor. So So yeah, we'll see what happens there. And I know
you
it doesn't
work
out.
And good luck on your second and the second approach.
Yeah. Oh, one short question. So
what?
Since I'm meeting women on this fun single site, if I see them again after we've been dating on there, I know you have the thing, and I'll completely agree with it and work towards it, dating more than one person at a time. So if somebody like crosses you on that, say, hey, I see you're talking to other people. What do you think is what's the Pat Allen response to that, as far as what I would say to this person who's calling me out if I'm in early dating with somebody and they find out I'm talking to one or two other people too?
You would say, I tried my best, but your resistance overwhelmed it.
But I was talking about more for somebody I'm in early dating with, so I'm still meeting people, not the person I've known for those 9 months.
Oh, somebody just brand new? So
yeah, like this brand new woman, if she sees that I went back on the site and was still available to talk to other people, I know that, again, you know, you're encouraged to talk to other people, you know, until you have a contract or an agreement on exclusivity.
Are you going to be speaking to her?
Well, I'm going to see her on Sunday, and I don't know if I may talk to her once before that.
If you're going to contact her, simply say something positive about the dating app.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well,
she knows that you're just dating on the app. That's it.
Yeah, we talked about it a little bit. I said I don't like doing the other ones. I'm fine meeting people face-to-face through a computer.
You know what? That's enough right there to let her know that you're a fully active member.
Again, I'll be very happy to get it off, whether it's with her or someone else.
Wait a minute.
Okay.
I'd like to get off and get you would not be appropriate, but I'm looking forward to meeting the right woman. And getting off of the app.
Okay, all right, that sounds good. All right, thank you again, Dr. Pat. Bye.
All righty, 323-203-0815. Dial it up. Hey, caller, you're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Hey, Dr. Allen.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
I have a quick question. One of my best friends is not like my boyfriend. What do I say to that?
I'm not quite following what you're saying. What is your question to me?
I have a boyfriend, but one of my best friends that doesn't like him. So she kind of talks negatively about him to me. What do I say to her?
Maybe she's in love with you.
Really?
No, truthfully.
Yeah.
I have nothing against.
She has a boyfriend.
What?
She's not a lesbian. She has a boyfriend.
I've got news for you. That backs up more of what I'm saying. It is not unusual at all for people that are polysexual.
Mm-hmm.
And so for that reason, I was so impressed at one party where there was someone there, a good-looking woman with a nice man, and they'd been together, and somebody gossiped with me saying something and saying that she has permission from her man that was there to have a woman. And that's what I'm saying to you. So remember, I'm going to give you a reference for a book. Okay?
Okay.
Dangerous Passions by David Buss, B-U-S-S.
Okay, about jealousy. About jealousy.
Good. And I want to make an attachment for it. People that are jealous are in love with you, because jealousy is a prime characteristic of being in love. And in this book, it's stated very positively.
Okay, got it.
Is that the question?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
What are you going to do with her?
I don't know what to do. Just ignore it.
You don't know what you're going to do with her?
Just ignore it, or?
You're going to ignore her? Pardon?
Or just not say anything about it.
Are you a friend of hers or just an acquaintance?
A friend.
A what? A friend.
A friend, yeah.
Okay. Is there a reason you're not going to tell her the truth?
I don't know, just because it's uncomfortable.
Well, that's what I'm saying. If you might want to say something, you could say something. Are you in love with me?
No.
And you know what? She may fall on the floor with love and hate, because you're confusing her.
Okay.
Do you want to make one effort, a joke?
Yes.
That sounds like a question mark.
I don't know.
So what's a typical statement she makes when she wants to date you? Or wants you to stop dating other people?
Well, I don't think she does. I think we're just friends.
Pardon?
I think we're just friends.
Okay. But if she gives you a bad time about dating somebody else, what would you say?
I'm not comfortable with it.
That you're what?
That I'm not comfortable with it.
Okay, but that leads to another. You don't want to say the truth.
Yeah.
Okay. Then say that. Say, I'm not comfortable with your control.
Okay.
Is that better?
Got it. Yes.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Good luck.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you, caller. Very cool. Okay, 323-203-0815. Get in there and dial. And remember, pick up your phone when you get a call from a number you don't recognize. Hey, caller, you're live on the air with Dr. Pat. You have a question.
Oh, wonderful. Oh, hi, Dr. Pat. I talked to you earlier this week with the life script. I'm the narcissist. The married narcissist, and my husband is. Oh, yes.
And what are you doing?
Well, I'm calling back because.
Yes, and what are you reporting?
I'm reporting that it didn't go well, and I need some more talking tips I did the 5-step cleanup, or I thought I did. And my husband, who is 67, goes masculine and feminine. And because I'm 46, I'm masculine and the feminine. And I'm plus, I guess I'm a narcissist. So
yes,
I want to know, when we're negotiating something, how do I speak to him in a way that we won't, where I don't blow up and become so angry?
What are you angry about?
I'm angry that I'm supposed to be the cherished one doing the house, and he's supposed to be the money maker out making money. But then he comes home to my remodel project and then starts making changes with the contractor without me even there. And that really upsets me.
Well, what is your agreement? I mean, I don't remember your story. I remember.
Oh, that's okay.
What exactly?
We have a covenant.
Okay, you had a covenant. That means he pays all the bills and you do the homemaking?
Yes.
And he agreed to that?
Yeah, that's what he wanted. Mm-hmm.
I guess he wants a woman who's a woman, or even a man, but not a narcissist, because a narcissist is a person that runs everything.
Yeah, I know. It's really
And I now really am getting a memory of the woman that I said that to, and you defended your right to be narcissistic, but here we are again, and I'm saying the same thing.
Yeah.
Generally speaking, 2 5s make a 10. You know what that means?
We're equal.
One person is a 5 and is wanting to be the breadwinner, and the other person, or the masculine, and the other person wants to be cherished as the feminine energy, but you want to be respected for your power and money, and you want to be cherished for your feminine body and life wants. So you're a 10.
Yeah, so narcissist. I'm going to say it
another way. You want to be a 10. You want respect, and you want to be cherished. But the person you're with, and he has a penis, is that right?
Yes, he does.
How old is he?
67.
Well, he's just starting andropause, and he's still under the influence of testosterone. Is he?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So you're a 10, and he can only be a 0 with you. The job of 10 is both masculine and feminine, and whoever's with them has got to be a 0.
So painful.
But I told you this when we were together, did I not?
Yes. Did, and I got the book and I've read it, The Woman's Man's World, Woman's Universe. And I don't know, I guess, how can I stop being a narcissist? I want to be cherished.
Wait a minute. Was your mother a narcissistic example?
No.
Was she a doormat? Was she a doormat?
No.
Was your dad a narcissist?
No.
Where did you learn to be respected and cherished by one person?
Well, I was molested by my alcoholic grandfather. And well, I think you and I discovered that.
He sounds like a 10.
The grandfather.
Well, if the grandfather controlled his son, and you were part of that, you were scripted into being a narcissist. That's what you came for a script reading. Is that not true?
Yes, that's true. Yes. And
all
I
right.
want to not be a narcissist anymore.
So your mom is a 0. She was a 0.
I have a hard time with that one because she was the cherished one and my dad was the respected one and they did not drink alcohol. So I got the alcoholic gene from my grandpa and I think because I got that nickname from my dad. So I have that male nickname and then my dad raised me to do good. But my mom had her voice, which was to feel good. So I'm all messed up, Dr. Pat.
I fully understand that. Do you want to go to therapy?
Yes, I do. I'll.
Did we talk about EMDR? Did I say anything about EMDR?
Yes, and I've done that, and I've done TMS. And I'm open to doing more.
So you are going to EMDR now?
No, I have in the past, and I can continue to go.
I want you to understand that this is my second time talking to you, right?
Yes, this week.
And this is all we're finding out is who your teachers were.
Okay.
So how do we get you to decide if you want to be respected by somebody or cherished or you want two men or a man and a woman?
Oh Lord have mercy. No, I want to be the cherished one and have my husband be the respected one.
Okay. Then you do not get to use the word want. You only get to use the word no.
Okay. That's right.
Is that correct?
That is correct. Yes.
And he wants something, and you don't have to call the police, a doctor, or a lawyer, I want you to consider saying yes.
Or acquiescing is what we really were talking about, right?
What's that?
It's saying yes. It's called acquiescing. It's saying yes when I really don't want to say yes, but I'm acquiescing to him, right?
That's called acquiescing.
Yes, I've been practicing acquiescing this week.
What did you find out?
I'm practicing it. I'm doing
it. Oh, and how is it going? Does he cherish you more?
Yes, he does.
Now listen to what I'm about to say. A man who wants to be respected cannot cherish you unless you respect him or he's a 0.
Yeah.
Now, I gave you an assignment and you, dear person, you're willing to war it out with me and that's good. I like that. So we're getting a shot and very cleverly, you even hired me to read your script. And all I'm doing is repeating the same lesson but you're very courageously defending your right to want to be a narcissist. Right?
Oh, I don't want to be a narcissist. I don't want.
That's the beginning of your recovery. Then will you do what your boyfriend asks, unless you have to call the police, a doctor, or a lawyer?
You mean my husband of 7 years?
If what?
I've been married for 7 years.
Well, you did something right.
I used to come and see you at the Odyssey Theater, and I had private sessions with you because I was so messed up back then, and now it's emerging again. So maybe
I want you to know you remember my training. We repeated it again, but you don't want to be led. You want to be a narcissist, and I told you. In fact, just before you, I taught somebody, or I was talking to somebody, about the man that gave his wife permission to have two men, one man and one woman. Why don't you have two people?
Well, I don't want two penises. I can barely stand the one as it is.
Okay, so you don't want to be a monogamist. You don't want to be a polygamist. What do you want?
Well, I want to be loved and cherished for my feelings, and I want to feel good about that, and I don't want to be battling myself against this narcissist, because I do want to also be respected, but I'm forcing myself not to want that and to just be happy with being cherished for my bloody feelings.
I think you sound so wonderful. Anybody who goes on international radio and confesses being a narcissist is a saint. That's awesome.
Oh, thanks.
I mean, well, I'm getting...
I'm trying. I really truly do want to change whatever is in my scripting. I know I'm not able to change that, but I want to as an adult person.
I'm going to give you your big one.
Divorce, okay, please.
This normal human being so you can start all over again.
Oh, Lord,
do you want
mercy.
What?
I said, oh, Lord, have mercy on my soul.
Do you understand how feminine you are right now? I don't want to get a divorce. I don't want. Remember what I said at the beginning before I really had you placed?
I said,
up the word want and replace it with no.
Yeah. Yes.
Have you read my book, Getting to I Do?
Yes.
Have you read the book I wrote after that, which is called Staying Married and Loving It?
No, I need that one.
I know that. God has been waiting till today for me to give you a new way to fight with me.
I love it. I love it.
Okay.
Oh my goodness. Yes, thank you. I'm ordering it, and I'm going to get it. I read the universe one already this week.
Okay.
So I'm on to the next one.
Bless you.
Thank you, caller.
Thank you.
Bye next time.
You bet. All right. Hey, callers, you know the number, 323-203-0815. And it gets you a hop into the hot seat. Mm-hmm. With Dr. Allen. She'll answer your question. Oh, hey, caller. You're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Yeah. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, but sure, turn your radio down.
Yeah, I turned it off. Sorry.
no worries.
I can't believe it got through. Thank you. My first time calling in. I've been a long time listener.
Oh, good. Welcome.
Thank you. Long time listener of your podcast, and a lot of the stuff I've heard just resonates with me. I definitely am feminine. I've been on a search looking for a masculine man. Did a lot of the Judy dating. Had to say a lot of no's to a lot of men. I heard a podcast maybe back in 2017 where you talked to a woman that had been molested. And what you said to her was very true for me. I was molested when I was 5. I tend to make men my higher power. I have a hard time saying no. My stepfather was a narcissist, and my mom was a total zero. And he was super abusive to both me and her. And I kind of modeled myself after him because I saw him as being more strong. So I could possibly be a narcissist. I don't know, but I definitely identify with being more feminine. I'm definitely more passive. And anyways, all that to say, I got married in September. So I'm 2 months into this marriage. He's got 4 kids from a previous marriage. And we're running into financial problems. He also had a pretty large amount of debt. And throughout our courtship, he was paying for everything. He was supporting me.
Was he a good lover?
So we are religious, and we waited until marriage to have sex. So I'm just finding out now, and yes, he is.
I want to know if he's a good lover.
He is. When we're getting along, yes. He's not right now. We're having sex about once a week now because we're not seeing eye to eye on finances.
When people marry, they generally want a priority. So if a woman wants to get laid, she can marry a man that's poor, unemployed, lots of debt, but is a good lay.
Mm-hmm.
If she wants to get paid, she's got to be a good lay, whether she likes him or not. Which one are you? Do you want to get laid or paid?
Well, I always thought I wanted to get paid, but I also have been molested. So I have that, I think you called it like a horn dog. I have that in me. I have that. I feel a lot of value in the sexual act.
Darling, you're saying here again, I want to be a 10, a narcissist. I want one man to have lots of money and be a great lover.
Right. I feel like I am a good lay, too. I would say...
Well, I understand. I didn't know he was calling somebody on the radio to find out what to do about you.
Well, we do have a therapy session at 5 o'clock on Zoom. So, I don't know. We're trying to sort everything out. But, yeah, I do kind of... I mean, I feel like I've been saving myself for marriage, so I've been wanting this a lot. And maybe it's just that beginning part where I want it more often and it might taper off. I don't know. But I always thought, you know, at the end of the day, I want to have kids. I want to be a stay-at-home mom. Like, I'm not a woman that wants a career. That's for sure.
You're a woman that basically wants a narcissist. Wants to be a narcissist.
Okay. So what do I have to do? Because I'd rather be feminine.
Are you the breadwinner in the home?
I am now.
Okay, well, now is the only time you have. Yesterday is gone and tomorrow's not here yet. So Is he 51% valuable as a wife?
He's masculine. He wants to make all the decisions. He's not looking to be a wife. So I can't
but
say.
Are you good for him? Does he like you?
Yes.
Then why would he want to change if he likes you the way you are?
I don't know.
Well, I just told you one of the reasons you like him as a lover.
Okay.
So pay for it.
Okay. I've never been masculine up until this point, so I don't know how to do that.
By taking care of the bills.
Okay.
But that means he goes on a budget. And does he work at all?
He does, yeah. I just make a little bit more than he does.
Well, you can get him to do that. He's your wife.
Right. So that's the problem, though, is he, when it comes to his kids, he wants to spend whatever he wants to spend all the time. And he has debt, and so we're having these financial conversations because he's a little off when it comes to money and finances. So he's not sticking to a budget.
I understand that. Oh, yes, you can. You can say, if you do not do what I want, I'm divorcing you.
Okay.
Are you willing to divorce him?
I don't want to.
I know you don't want to. So do you want to? Do you know how many men are out there listening to this and are going, my God, she's a man and he's a woman and she's saying what I want to say? Do you know how many men would agree with you that their wife, who happens to be a man, that their wife is basically bossy, wants respect, and controls the money?
I don't want to control the money. I just don't, like, I would love for him to just make more and need to just be more
passive
and feminine. Yes, but do you
understand? I want him to make more money is masculine. I do not want to fight with him is feminine.
Okay.
Is he good enough to keep or not?
Yes.
Well, then would you please keep him?
Okay.
As long as he's a good lay. And if you can, become the controller of the finances, which means it's my way or the highway.
Okay.
What was your father?
My father left when I was 2. And
oh, I got it. Do you have any brothers and sisters?
I was an only child, and my stepfather, who raised me from 2 to 15, had 4 kids from a previous marriage that I didn't grow up with. So I was competing with them from afar, but basically an only child.
Okay. But was your mother the man or the woman?
She was the 0.
She was a who?
She was a 0. My stepfather was a narcissist. So he was... But he was controlling. He had all the money. He had all the resources. But she was a big time codependent. He was physically abusive to him, me and her. And, you know, he had all the control. So he was a narcissist.
Okay. All right. Well,
but my mom was, if you wanted to classify her, she would have been feminine. Yeah.
So she was a doormat?
Doormat, 100%.
Okay. And your father was?
My biological father was out of the picture, but my stepfather was more of a narcissist.
Okay. And he and your mom stayed together?
My stepfather, yeah, until I was about 15. Then they divorced.
Oh, okay. Who divorced who?
He cheated on her, and they kind of divorced each other. I think he filed. I don't remember. It was a long time ago, but they were both done.
Okay, they were probably both narcissists by that time.
Maybe.
So in order to live your life, you've got to know who you are.
Okay. I always thought I was feminine.
What made you think you were feminine?
Because I wanted to get paid. And I was always very passive while dating, and I let the man lead.
But the problem is, you like men that are lovers, but lovers generally don't control the money or make it. They're usually the wife. What?
What's the difference between men that are lovers and men that cherish?
They have wives that respect them. A man cannot, a real man cannot cherish a woman that doesn't respect him. No.
Okay. I feel like I've respected him up until the point with the money and the kids. Is that something I need to turn over to him?
No, all we're talking about is money. Do you want to get laid or paid?
I'd like to get paid.
I know, but you married a lay.
Okay, so because of that...
And you know what? God love you. You have a right to have a lay. He has a right to have a pay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And can this dynamic change?
Yeah, it can change if he wins the lottery or you get sick in bed.
Okay. Because in your book, Getting to I Do, you mention a couple where she was feminine and he was masculine, but she made more money than him.
How does that work? That works fine if she's been to me. In fact...
If she's what?
I'm saying I was going to go into my own story. Anyway, I've been married 4 times. And I've tried laid and I've tried paid.
Mm-hmm.
So it's your choice.
Okay.
I teach communication.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah, that's the biggest problem.
I know that. Have you read Man's World and a Woman's Universe?
I have that book. A friend of mine that told me about you gave it to me, but it sat on the shelf. I haven't read it, but I have
that book. That book gives all the details of all the technical stuff that I teach. So it sounds like you're dreaming about a man, but not really looking for one that you're dreaming about.
Okay.
So if you want to be laid, you've already got him. What you've got to do then is get control of your money.
Okay. If I want to be paid.
If you want to be cherished.
If I want to be cherished, then I hand over control of the finances.
No, I didn't say that. I said you have to handle, but you're afraid he's going to leave you.
I do have that fear.
What?
I do have that fear. I do have that fear. He's since this whole thing has come up around the money, he's pulled back.
I know that, dear. Your wife is working on leaving you.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah. I think he wants respect. And if you want cherishing, you've got to respect him.
Okay.
Do you ever have to call the police, a doctor, and a lawyer?
No, I've been tempted to call a lawyer around. So I moved into his house that he has gone back and forth about putting in my name. So there's a trust that I've been added to, but I'm like, I need to talk to a lawyer about this. So just in that regard, just when it comes to assets.
Are you hearing your story coming out of my mouth?
Am I hearing my story? I don't know.
Does anything sound familiar?
I don't know. Maybe.
Do you want a man who's a good lay and a good pay at the same time?
Probably.
Well,
I thought that the lay would just be part of it. I didn't know that I had to choose. I didn't know if I got paid that I couldn't get laid at the same time.
Let's try it. Do you want to be a woman with a career or a career woman?
A woman with a career.
Do you want to get laid first, paid second, or paid first, laid second?
Paid first, laid second.
Okay. So are you living that way?
I don't know. I flop back and forth.
It sounds to me like you've got a nice lay that pays a little, but you pay the most, right?
Right. He wants to be a provider. He's just not in that position right now.
Well, I appreciate that. So support him in what he's doing and control the money, budgeting.
Okay.
That's getting to be it because he's starting to get burnt out.
Right.
Okay?
Okay.
Good luck.
All right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you, caller. 323-203-0815 is the number to call to hop in the hot seat and get your questions answered. And I'll remind everybody, sign up for the newsletter. www.drpatallen.com is where you go. Hey, caller, you're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Yes, I do have a question for Dr. Allen.
Something's interfering with the sound.
Sorry about that. Dr. Allen, I have a question about an issue I'm running into with communicating with my new roommate.
Wait, I need more sound in your voice.
Can you hear me?
Now.
Okay.
Use this voice.
Okay. I'm calling an issue I'm running into with my new roommate. It's about communication, and I was hoping you'd provide me some tips to just, I guess, make peace in the house.
You're going quiet again.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, but you go down.
Okay, I'll try to be as loud as I can.
There, be as loud. No, now you're fine. You're gorgeous now.
Okay. So I'm having issues with my roommate being passive aggressive and almost accusing me of things.
Wait a minute, is your roommate a man or a woman?
It's a woman.
Is it a lover or a roommate?
Purely roommate.
What?
She's just a roommate.
Okay, she's just a roommate. What's the problem?
Well, she's been very passive-aggressive about things in the house. Like today when I came home from work, she was asking if I've used her supplies because she thought she had bought more supplies than she has, and obviously I didn't use her supplies.
So you're an undocumented marriage?
Yeah.
So you're the husband and she's your wife?
I don't know what you mean by that.
Did you get her supplies or not?
I did not get her supplies. She bought her own supplies.
She did it. So that's you being a normal woman. She has a right to try to milk you of your money.
Is that what she's doing?
Well, that's what you're telling me. She wants you to pay for some stuff that she forgot to buy or something.
Right.
Remember,
and then,
why do people live together, practically speaking, to get paid or laid or both?
Right. This is to get paid.
How long have you lived with her?
For 1 month.
Oh, that's right. Because I thought, boy, well, now you know that she'd like to be married.
So how do I handle it? Because this is not the only issue. There's other things that have come up where to the point where coming home is becoming, you know, I don't enjoy coming home now because
why not?
Peaceful. It's not peaceful.
Why not?
You know, like we have conversations, for example, like what temperature to leave the house in. It's on the lease what temperature we agreed on, but then she changed it and then was telling me that I'm trying to box her into a temperature that she can't agree to, and it's like, well, we agreed on it on the lease.
What she's doing is molding you into a wife. I think she's in love with you.
What? No, she's she's a straight woman. We're both straight.
I don't know about that. She sounds like she wants you to be a husband that cherishes her in all of her requests.
Well, I can't do that because I'm not her husband and I don't care to be.
Then have you given her a 30-day notice?
I'm thinking of giving her one now.
That's when I say stay until you have to call the doctor, a lawyer, or a policeman.
Okay. I think I'm going to leave, so I'll give her a notice. But I'm just curious, since the month just started and I just paid rent for this month, you know, are there any tips for just how to communicate with her? Because it's
how long have you known her?
Just the month.
Yeah, no, but you've lived together this month. What, did you meet and jump in the apartment?
No, we just met online. I'm renting a room from her. I met her. We talked. She seemed nice. Everything seemed okay. And so I agreed to rent a room from her.
So she moved in with you?
I moved in with her, right? She has a place.
So
I moved into
her
room.
Have you signed as a tenant?
Yeah, it's month to month, so I can break it at anytime.
Okay, so you really are in control of you.
Yeah.
Okay, but she turned out to be not who she seemed to be on the 15 minutes that you knew her.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
Okay, but you've got the control.
You mean I have control in terms of...
Of you.
Of leaving.
You can leave.
I can, I can leave her. I can leave her, yes.
Okay. But you don't want to do it this month?
No, just, you know, finding a place takes time and...
Okay, so what you're saying, you're going to find a replacement place to live, and then you're going to give her 30 days notice and put up with her narcissistic nature.
How best do I put up with the narcissism? 'Cause
you've already done it for a month. She's driven you batty with her little request. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. So you're her husband. Is that correct?
I don't know what you mean by that.
She's providing for you.
Yeah. Wait, yeah.
Money.
Providing for me.
What do you get from her?
The room.
A place to live.
Yeah, a place to live.
But she doesn't give you respect and she doesn't give you cherishing.
Yeah, in fact, now that you mention it, maybe I need to move out faster.
Well, yeah. That's why you're calling, because you somehow expect people to be normal.
I don't expect people to be normal, but I also don't want to deal with other people's crazy.
Well, what you do is you investigate the background and you do what you can and hope to God they're telling the truth. But that, as the president says, democracy is on the ballot, and you've got a dictator in your place where you're living.
Mm.
So you said, now, I think I have to move.
Yeah.
Well,
I think I have
that's
to
you
move.
Taking care of yourself.
Okay. Because I'm trying to use your tools.
Use my tools.
I've tried the validation tools, and I've used them.
Very good. Very good. But she may not use any tools. She may just yell at you and not do what you want. There's only three forms of communication. One is intimidation with fear. I'm going to leave. I'm going to hit you. I'm going to whatever, whatever. Or guilt and shame seducing you. In other words, how can you do this to me? And the third one is negotiating. You have every right to do what you're doing, but it's too painful for me. So here is my 30-day notice.
Okay.
You see what I mean?
Thank you, caller.
I can do that. I can do that.
Good.
All right. Thank you.
Good luck. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye.
All righty. 323-203-0815 is the number to call to take the dive.
And I'll remind everybody that Dr. Allen and Sue Wagner and I do groups, and you can sign up for those groups by emailing info@drpatallen.com. All right. I am going to check in with our switchboard and see what's shaking. I think we've got another call. Let me make sure. Also, don't forget to go to One iStore. That's where you're going to find all of our... Oh, there we got the... We got the voicemail. We don't want the voicemail. We want the real deal. So, again, oneistore.com. That's where you're going to find Dr. Allen's latest book, It's a Man's Role of a Woman's Universe. You're going to find Dating Over 50 DVD series and various other things. Hello, caller. You're live on the air. Do you have a question?
Hi, I do have a question. Hi, Dr. Allen. I called before and I have two questions. One is general for dating. I just don't know how to stop wasting my time dating men who don't know what they want. So that's my question. How do I date intentionally people who want to be married?
How do you stay in control of what?
How do I date intentionally so I'm not wasting my time with people who don't know what they want?
Well, then tell them what you want and mold them into being your partner.
Isn't that masculine?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Have you noticed how many women want the benefits of being masculine, but are truly, no, they want the benefits of being cherished, but they don't marry men they respect?
Okay, so can I give you an example? So
yeah, you give me an example.
A man was dating me, and everything was fine until things got a bit physical. And then I said to him, you know, I'm attracted to you, but I don't want to...
Is this, wait a minute, is this before or after penetration? Do you give them free sex?
No, I didn't.
Okay, so you say, thank you for being attracted to me, but I don't have casual sex. So are you willing to be monogamous, continuous, and build a relationship leading to marriage?
Well, then he said, how long will that be?
Yeah, that's right.
Then I said that I don't want to be with somebody, because he told me that we should just go with the flow.
Yes.
And I said, I don't want to be with somebody.
Mm-hmm. The normal... Relationships, as far as I see, the first 3 months, everybody's pretending perfection. He's respected. She's cherished. The second 3 months, he does his back and forth, narcissistic. She does hers. And then the third 3 months comes up when they either do what I teach in my books and in this show. They either respect you or they cherish you. And if they don't do it enough the way you want, there is no fourth 3 months because you're gone.
So it hasn't come to that. When I told him in a respectful way what I don't want, he said that it feels like I was interviewing him.
So you told him how long?
No, I told him that I don't want to be, I don't want to go with the flow. I don't want to, because he wanted to just obviously.
But I said, you tell him, I will not go with the flow, but if you are willing to be monogamous, continuous, and plan next year to get legally married, with a little ring could be a birthday ring, promise ring. Then he might say, well, I can do that.
Well, he has gone quiet. He's just sending me messages, like video messages, but he hasn't really been calling. So now I'm trying to figure out a way to end it respectfully
Wait a minute. Did he give you a promise ring?
No, he just told me that he wants to go with the flow.
Well, going with the flow is, you know, your ship is sinking. The ring is a sign of commitment to other men, to you, to him. Do you see what I'm saying?
But I've only known him 6 weeks.
Darling, you've already let him put his penis in your mouth, anus, vagina. Which one?
No, I haven't. No, we haven't done anything.
Oh, you haven't done it? Oh, God, love you. That's wonderful. So have you been affectionate, hand-holding, hugging, kissing?
Yes, we did a lot of kissing.
Okay, your body likes each other.
Yes.
Okay, even if he cuts you off or leaves you, he's got 8 weeks to come back.
This is what I'm saying. He's not. I don't feel like he's cherishing. So, I want to just tell him goodbye, basically.
Why not ask for your ring?
Oh, because I can see that he's not going to cherish me. He's not. If this is the perfect period, this is not good.
I appreciate
he's not even
that,
pretending
but
to be perfect.
In today's world, women have been giving away sex so freely that men just wait women out. My groups that I teach significantly got rings, engagements, even babies and commitments. So I have been impressed with the work that I do with women that do as I say. So he is simply a man who wants a free wife.
Yes.
And exactly. Your way of stopping that is, I'm done with that verbal commitment because it isn't getting me anywhere. So I need to meet your family as a future wife, and I need to have a ring on my finger.
I mean, I don't really know him like that. It's only 6 weeks, and he doesn't show me, he doesn't cherish me. I don't feel it. I don't feel like he's cherishing me.
I want you to know I've just given you the direction to show him what commitment looks like.
I don't even think he cares, to be honest.
Do you want to test him or do you not?
Well, I did last week because I called last week and you told me what to tell him. And he told me.
Oh, I see. And I said the same thing.
Yeah, you told me and I told him and he said that he just wants to
go. Last week. 1 week ago, what did he say to you?
To just go with the flow.
Well, he already said that before. You said, I'll go with the flow with the ring on my finger.
No, I didn't say I'll go with the flow with a ring on my finger. I didn't say that.
Why not?
Because he's not.
He's not what?
He's not cherishing. He's
I don't know whether you know, but there's a movement online where... Mm-hmm.
I want you to understand that many, many men want to be committed verbally, but that's all.
Mm-hmm.
I'm asking you, would you be willing, if he calls you, to tell him, I'll take a promise ring, or I'm gone?
I can't do that because he doesn't even message me. He doesn't even call me.
Okay, so he doesn't call you and chase you. But given, mm-hmm. how long has he been gone? A week?
He's not gone. He just sends me messages, like video, video.
I know that. Something. I totally know that he's courting you. Tell him, I've decided a ring will get me.
If I say that to him, he'll think I'm crazy.
He'll do what?
He'll think that I'm crazy if I say that to
him. Do we care what he thinks if he gives you the ring? You want me to help you get a man to come into a possible wedding agreement. Is that correct?
A man in general, I don't think it's him. Not this one, because he's not
serious. He sounds... Wait a minute. How old are you?
I'm 36.
Okay. Have you met a man that cherished you?
In the past, yeah.
Where did he go?
That was my first love. This was when I was 19.
I know that, but did he cherish you because you were very respecting of him? And why did it fall apart?
We were young and we were just friends. We shouldn't have been in a relationship. It just happened and then we were in a relationship, but we weren't compatible.
Well, if you had known my work, would you have let him in your body?
You mean my first love?
Yeah.
Oh, we did. I was with him
That's
for 3 years.
I mean. You let him in your body.
Mm-hmm.
Why would he have to marry you if he's already in your body?
Right, okay. Mm-hmm.
Marriage is for women and children, and men take care of them. When women give away sex, men don't want to pay for it.
Mm-hmm. So how do I now, with this one, say to him that I don't feel terrible?
I am willing to continue our relationship if you will put a ring on my finger and introduce me as a future wife.
I don't want him.
Okay, so you don't want him?
No, because he's not been nice.
Would you please not let a man put his penis in your mouth, anus, or vagina without a ring on your finger? Preferably an engagement ring, but you'll tolerate a promise ring.
So I'm not doing any of that. I haven't done it. I'm not doing it. But what I'm trying to ask is, how do I end it with somebody in a respectful way that has not been cherishing me?
I found that I missed you, and I'm giving you a second chance to be my boyfriend. But this time, it's got to be with the ring that says you're working towards marriage with me.
I'm trying to understand what you're saying because...
I'm saying, tell him what the cost is.
But he's not even bothering to message me or call me. So
you said he's calling you now.
No, he's not. He doesn't. He's not calling. He doesn't call. He just sends.
Then if he's
messages.
Not calling, it's over.
But he's still messaging me.
Then tell him, as soon as I get my ring, we'll talk.
Thank you, caller. Good luck.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye. Dr. Allen, what do you have to say before you go tonight?
The only way you know you love yourself or anybody else is by the commitments you're willing to make and keep.
And keep. 100% exactly. Dr. Pat will be back next week, Thursday at 4 p.m., you may call in then to get your questions answered. But right now, I would like to introduce Sue Wagner and Patricia Eltinge, who will be taking the last portion of our show tonight. And remember, Dr. Pat and I will be back next week at 4 p.m. to answer your questions and hear all about your successes and things of that nature. If you'd like to call in tonight to talk about a dream, you can reach out to 323-203-0815. Hello, Sue.
Hi.
Welcome to the your part of the show. I'm going to beg off now. I think we're getting Patricia Eltinge in. I reminded everybody that they could call in at 323-203-0815. And I'll be back next week.
Okay. Folks, we have changed it up a little bit. We're going to have a guest on tonight, Patricia Eltinge. She's been on before, but I want to give a little intro about the One Institute. As you know, Dr. Allen has the One Institute, which she started over 50 years ago to help men and women learn to express their wants and not wants with integrity and honesty, and to recognize and avoid the damaging ploys of intimacy, intimidation, and seduction. Dr. Allen has ladies groups. I also conduct ladies groups, and Kelly conducts radio groups. Ladies groups. If you'd like more information, you can contact me at info@drpatallen.com, or you can call the office at 949-723-0338. And we'll just wait for Patricia to sign on. Patricia, are you
here? I'm
here. Oh, okay.
I'm here.
Okay,
with
so
all of you.
Patricia is the author, dream analysis, and relationship expert. Patricia has worked with Dr. Allen for almost 30 years. Patricia has a book which is available on Amazon, and it's called The Dream Class, Know Your Dreams, Know Yourself. You can also reach Patricia Eltinge for private dream consultations at 310-528-0515. Patricia will describe some of her work in dream analysis and will take a few callers to interpret dreams.
So thank you for that, Sue. That's very nice. And I'm here for you all, Sue, for you and for the callers who have dreams that is really the back door to our subconscious to know how we are really perceiving our world with through our thoughts and feelings. But in our subconscious mind, it is unfiltered data that we've collected and are processing. And it's bubbling up through our subconscious for us to see the messages through dreams. And it's for me to teach you how to read them so that we can have clarity with our decision-making in our lives and our relationships and all aspects of our life. So do we have any callers, Sue? That's what I do.
We're hooking up for a caller right now. I just want to say that Patricia, she's done a couple of my ladies groups dream interpretation, and she was right on with what was going on with them in my group. It's very interesting. Oh, here we go. We have a caller. Caller, you're on with Patricia.
Oh, hi. How are you doing? Hi.
What can I do for you? You have a dream for me?
Yes, I do. I had a dream, and I was hoping you could help me figure it out.
Now, first of all, is it a recent dream?
Yes, I had it in the last week.
Great. Okay, so this is going to be pertaining to your current life, and that's how we correlate our dream life with our waking life, and you'll see how it makes sense. So let's have it.
Okay, so in the dream, I was driving my car, and there was a lot of people in my car with me. So I have a van, and my van was like full of people who I thought were friends, but then they turned out to like not really be friends. And I don't know, I was like looking for a house or something, a place to live, and I couldn't find anything, and everyone was getting really annoyed with me. And they decided that they just wanted to leave. So they got out of my car, and one of the girls asked me for my phone. And I was like, oh, okay, sure, you could borrow my phone. And she used my phone to get onto my Uber. And then she ordered a bunch of vehicles for like her and for everyone else, so they could get like, you know, picked up and taken to where they wanted to go, because they didn't want to be with me anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, mm-hmm. I felt like really like betrayed. And I also felt really bad, like nobody wanted to like be around me or anything.
This is what, are you finished at the end of the dream?
No.
Oh, okay.
Well, so
I will interject right here. To start with, in our dreams, let me just give you a little bit of teaching here. In our dreams, everyone is an aspect of our own self, and cars represent your way through life. So let's go from there. And you have all women in your dreams, or were there also male figures?
Well, it was men and women in my dreams. And then
those are your thoughts and feelings that are in your going through your way through life. Okay, go ahead.
Okay.
And everybody goes in different directions. You felt betrayed and?
Well, that's interesting, because then just thinking about the men and women, because then a drag queen, like suddenly there was like a drag queen. I was parked. Mm-hmm. Okay. So I was parked mm-hmm. on a hill, and I was parked like with my, like the nose of my vehicle facing up the hill, and the back mm-hmm. of it facing downwards. Okay. So then this mm-hmm. drag queen comes up and opens up my hatch, and like throws mm-hmm. the person, and is like, I'm just going to put my purse in here, and like was laughing really loud and stuff. And I was like, okay, that's fine. No problem.
Mm-hmm.
And then he was like, you got to be really careful. You shouldn't park like this, because when you do, you open yourself up to being robbed. And I was like, mm-hmm. okay, well, thank you for that information. And then he just started laughing, and then he walked away. And I was like, hey, wait, you left your purse in my car. And mm-hmm. he was just laughing. He's like, har, 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 it's whatever. And I don't know, I suddenly became very suspicious. And I was like, mm-hmm. that is just weird. So I got out of the car, and I stepped away from mm-hmm. the car. And as I started stepping away, I heard like a beep, 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 and then the car detonated, like exploded. And then mm-hmm. the drag queen was like turned around and saw that I wasn't in the car, and was like took off his wig and like threw it on the ground like all angrily. And I was like wearing a bright yellow dress, and I suddenly mm-hmm. started like flying up in the air, and I was like flipping him off, being like, F you, see, I know. Mm-hmm. Like, and that mm-hmm. was that was the end of the dream.
Well, I'm gonna ask you what's going on in your life where you are feeling betrayed, number one, and you're being duped because you with by your own self, by the way, because there's something about when you're talking about a drag queen who's not even a real drag queen, because it was just a costume. And so this is an androgynous figure. And as speaking of aspects of yourself, what part of you is not being authentic and true to yourself? And how is it that you are sabotaging yourself in your life? What's going on in your life where you are self-sabotaging your way through life? And we're talking about yellow. That's your solar plexus color. That is your life force is coming. You're self-sabotaging yourself somewhere in your life. What's going on?
Well, I did just go through a breakup, So, and like through the process, I really realized like I had a strong intuition about this person, which I didn't follow. You know, I got into the relationship
if you're female, we have instincts. Instinct is in the gut. Okay. Intuition comes from the head. But you're telling me you had a strong instinct because you felt it, right?
Yes.
Right. Okay. So your instinct, being a female, your instinct was telling you it wasn't right. So did you stay too long and you were self-sabotaging on some level?
I definitely shouldn't have gotten into the relationship to begin with. Yes, I did stay too long. Like there wasn't so many reasons, even on paper, like on an intellectual level, why I shouldn't have gotten into the relationship. And then also his behavior also was telling me, you know, like put the brakes on, but I didn't. I was just like feeling too good.
Your van is your way through life. And when you're parked on a hill like that, there's also another danger. You're going up the hill, which is going up into your masculine. And you're not facing down the hill, which would mean that you're going down into your feminine. And you're in this industrial type of vehicle. You're not in a swanky, sexy sports car in this dream. You're in something kind of industrial, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very industrial.
You say a van. So it's like an industrial masculine way through life. So how is it you were bulldozing through life, not paying attention to your feminine instincts, which turned into self-sabotage? Am I right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Okay.
And then why do you think the car is like pointed upwards? Like what's that?
Because it's
like
going up into your head. Because that's going up into your head. You weren't listening to your instincts, which is your gut. If the car had been pointing downhill, you'd been better, because then you would have been going down into your feelings, the feminine. But in this dream, you were headed uphill towards the masculine. So your way through life. So how can we get you to operate in your way through life? I don't know what you do for a living, but it maybe you need to be in your masculine, as we're all in our masculine when we're working, but there's other parts of our life where we are supposed to be in our feminine, being feminine creatures. If you want to operate as a female, yet at work you have to operate in the masculine and be in your head. But in this dream, you're in an industrial vehicle, but masculine way through life, heading up the hill into your head. And this is going to bite you in the ass, because the inauthentic self, which is the drag queen representation, is your own self in a non-authentic way.
Okay.
So it's going to sabotage you. So it's your self-sabotaging behavior that's going to bite you in the ass and blow up your way through life.
Okay. So I'm really interested. I love that, just like the yellow dress. So can you tell me a little more about that? Because that was like such a big feature. It's just like suddenly bright yellow.
That's right. In my book, I have a whole section on colors. And again, my book is called The Dream Class, Know Your Dreams, Know Yourself. And we talk about colors in the book. And the yellow is right there in your solar plexus. And that's where you were finally in this dream. If you were wearing it, were you wearing yellow from start to finish in the dream? Or
no,
did you recognize it at this one? Well, that's when you became in touch with your instinct.
Mm-hmm.
This is the point in your dream where you became in touch with your instinct, which comes from the gut.
Okay, so if I want to like get more in touch with my feminine side, would I be like trying to get more in touch with my solar plexus, or like what would be like?
No, your behavior. Your behaviors. We do it through languaging, and this is what you learn from Sue's groups and Pat's work and getting to I Do. We talk about our language, and I teach this too, about our communication skills. So you talk like a woman, you speak from your feminine, and you come from your receptivity, and you work on being a receptive sensitive human, respecting masculine energy, giving, protecting, and cherishing males.
Okay, right.
So if you're going to be overgiving and mothering to men, then you are going to be in your masculine, and you're not going to be in touch with your feminine. You're going to be going up the hill in your industrial vehicle, so to speak.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, so this is like at the end of the day, like a positive dream that I'm feeling, because I did in touch with it. You know, like I did get out of the car. I did actually listen finally to my. Well,
let me tell you something else. What blew up, which was a good thing, what blew up was your masculine industrial going uphill vehicle.
Right. Okay, right.
So now you're going to see what the next vehicle is for you, or you're going to be in the next dream hitching a ride from someone who's going to give you a ride, and you're going to be receptive to saying yes.
Okay, great. So maybe when I fall asleep tonight, I'll set my alignment and just be like, you know, I'm looking for another, I'm looking to get another ride or something, or what?
Yeah.
How can I invite that? Okay. A way through life.
How can I be receptive to all the gifts and miracles the universe has to offer me?
Hold on, writing that down.
You'll get it.
No, I mean, you're so right. It is like so much about like the languaging, you know what I mean? I feel like I'm in Sue's group, and I just am writing down like notes all the time. Like, how do I say this? Like, okay, so what
starts with your languaging? How you can write it on a pad by your bed. Talk about how to capture your dream in chapter 7 of my book. And you keep a pad by the bed, and you can ask your subconscious mind the last thing before you go to sleep. How can I show me ways? You're planting these seeds in your subconscious mind. Show me ways I can be receptive to receive all the gifts and miracles the universe has to offer me.
Okay. Awesome. Okay, thank you. I'm going to do that tonight, and I will call you back. I hope that you're going to do this again. I'll call you back and let you know what comes
Stick
up.
With
thank
it.
You so much. Yeah, Stick this is great. It. I love your work.
Thank you. Thank you, caller. We'll have probably enough time to do one more call. Next week, Patricia will be the guest again. If you have any dreams, just
your call has been forwarded to an automated...
Oopsies.
Oh, let me see if I can get another caller in here. Let's see. Mm-hmm. Do you have anything else you want to talk about until we get another caller?
Okay. You have reached Veronica Lane Books. Oh. Okay. Try the other one again.
Okay. Let's see. Most of the people don't recognize the call, so they...
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice.
Okay. Well, we're going to get this under control. This is our first week doing this, and they are not quite ready for it. They don't know. They need to answer the phone and not put their voicemails on. Okay. Try them again, I say.
We got another caller we're trying to call here. So,
in the meantime, what I like to say is our dreams, all dreams wish us well. So when someone asks me if the dream is a bad dream or good dream, all dreams are good dreams because they're bringing us closer to understanding what's going on in our subconscious mind, which is our real self, our true self. Our self that is unfiltered and untainted by the world around us, because it's our own thoughts and feelings about how we're perceiving our world and our relationships.
And you had said in my group that you had mentioned in our group that caught me was like, when something's going on in your life, sleep on it and your body will process what you need to make that decision, which I thought was
fantastic information.
Let's see, we have another caller here.
Text message.
Nope, we don't have it.
People leave their answering machine. Okay, so we'll keep trying. And in the meantime, I'll keep that. That was very important, Sue. What you said is it's an old adage, but it's very true. When you feel pressured to make a decision, what I have people do is write the we ruminate sometimes. That means you don't should I shouldn't I should I yes no should I go this should I do that. Write the question down. What should I to plant the seed in a notebook by the bed and say I want the answer to this dilemma, and you sleep on it, and you will. 9 times out of 10, you will feel more resolved. But the trick is, upon waking, we are in this very delicate state of consciousness, which is the Lyman state between, it's a state of consciousness between sleeping and waking and sleeping. So upon waking, you keep your eyes closed for this 3 to 4 minute period. And the second you open your eyes, you're out of that state of consciousness. So you want to remain in that state as long as you can. It only lasts 3 to 4 minutes anyway, even with your eyes closed, and you will be able to capture your answers. You will be able to capture an image, and somebody will say, oh, well, I wanted the answer, and all I dreamt of, well, for instance, this last call, all I dreamt of was a van that was pointing uphill and somebody, people taking things out of the car, and I felt betrayed. What is that? Well, this is what I do. I help you start understanding how to break that down. And it all makes sense in the end.
Yes.
And that's how we're able to get in touch with how we really think and feel about our lives. So we're running
out of time, but I just want to let the audience know that next week, Dr. Allen will be on and she'll speak for the first hour and 15 minutes. And then Patricia and I will be back in to do more dreams. If you'd like to be one of the guests on the dream, please send me an email at info@drpatallen.com and we'll put you on the caller list. And then with that, I just want to give Patricia's name of her book again. It's available on Amazon. It's called The Dream Class. Know your dreams, know yourself. And you can reach Patricia by calling 310-528-0515. Patricia, do you have any closing words you'd like to tell the audience?
Well, again, Sue, I really appreciate you carrying this work on as you have been. And I want everyone to know that all dreams wish us well, even if they have scary images. They really are good for us.
They are. And Patricia has been my guest in my ladies groups, which if you'd like to be in one of the ladies groups, November is full, but we will be taking new ladies in December. So just call me at the office at 949-723-0338 and join us next week to have Patricia interpret your dream. Find out what's going on in your relationship, your finances, anything that's going on with your general life. She'll pull that out and help you understand what you're processing through your dreams. We want to thank everybody, and we will see you next week.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.